I still remember the day that Princess Diana died. I was 9 years old and I'd been at a sleepover at my friend's house for her birthday. When my dad came to pick me up in the morning, I didn't notice anything different. It wasn't until I came home to see my mum crying in front of the TV that I knew something was very wrong. For days afterwards, all you read in the newspapers and all you heard on the news was about Diana's death. The UK was in mourning for about a month. The one good thing that resulted from her death was that during this month of mourning, the country was united. Whether you were English, Scottish, rich, poor, young, old, black or white, everybody was united in grief. I think that some bad things came from Diana's death as well, though, in particular the inquiry as to how she died. We all know it was in a car crash in Paris, but Mohammed Al-Fayed, Diana's partner, Dodi Al-Fayed's father, who was also killed in the crash, was convinced that they were murdered. For 10 years, many theories were put forward as to why the crash happened, and many dirty secrets were revealed about the royal family. Eventually, I was tired of always hearing about it on the news, always hearing the same information repeated. In my opinion, we should have let Diana rest in peace and allowed her sons, Princes William and Harry, to move on with their lives privately, instead of her death becoming a topic of public dispute.